This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Shifting immigration policy.
The Venezuelan refugee crisis is really unprecedented.
Finding consensus on speaker.
I think ultimately no one's close.
And an imprisoned Iranian activist gets the Nobel Peace Prize.
The jailed activist burned her hijab in a prison courtyard.
Good morning, I'm Cammie McCormick with a CBS World News Roundup. President Biden is defending his decision to allow construction to continue on 20 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports.
200,000 migrants crossed the southern border unlawfully last month, the highest level recorded this year. President Biden insists that's not why his administration is moving forward with building a border wall, a decision he says was made by Congress.
The money was appropriated for the border wall. I tried to get them to redirect that money. They didn't.
But Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued a notice stating there is presently an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers. Mayorkas now claims that his earlier written statement was taken out of context.
Our policy remains as it was since day one. We are opposed to the construction of the wall.
In 2020, then-candidate Biden made this campaign promise.
There will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
The Biden administration has also announced it will begin deporting Venezuelans who entered the country illegally. That's a reversal of its former policy of not sending migrants back to that troubled country. Last month alone, 50,000 Venezuelans crossed the southern border. That's a record number and second only to Mexicans. So who will be the next House Speaker? Former President Donald Trump is weighing in, as Nicole Killian reports.
Trump at one point said he would even be willing to take the Speaker's job himself temporarily, but now he is endorsing House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan. He called Jordan a star, writing that he is strong on crime, borders, and Second Amendment. Jordan and Majority Leader Steve Scalise are vying for support and are holding calls with various factions of the GOP conference. Trump's endorsement now puts the Ukraine funding fight front and center since Jordan opposes it while Scalise supports it.
There's been another deadly Russian missile strike in Ukraine. Today's attack killed a 10-year-old boy and injured two dozen other people near Kharkiv. The attack comes a day after a strike killed 52 people in the same region. Ukraine, meanwhile, says it has downed 25 Russian drones launched against its territory overnight. This year's Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to an Iranian activist fighting for the rights of women. Vicky Barker reports from the Foreign Desk.
Narges Mohammadi is currently where she has spent much of the past two decades, in a Tehran prison. The Nobel Committee noting,
her brave struggle has come with tremendous personal cost.
Urging the authorities to free her to accept her award in person. That's unlikely. A semi-official Iranian news agency says Mohammadi won the prize for, quote, her actions against Iran's national security. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
At least 40 people have been killed in the Indian Himalayas after a glacial lake burst its banks and triggered flash floods this week. Rescuers are still searching for dozens of other people. The flooding came after torrential rains and an apparent avalanche. It's one of the worst disasters there in more than 50 years. A new study published in the journal Pediatrics finds a sharp rise in the number of firearms deaths among children. And that's not the only danger that's growing. Dr. Rebecca Mannix is one of the study's authors.
Firearm fatalities have gone up 87% in the last decade. Drug poisoning fatalities have gone up about 133%.
The death rate for children in car accidents fell by almost half during the same period.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
One of the toughest Chicago Bears in history has died at the age of 80. Jennifer Kuiper reports.
Dick Butkus was a legendary NFL linebacker.
Butkus's beat is from sideline to sideline, and he's a tireless, tenacious roamer.
The Chicago Bears Hall of Famer was drafted in 1965 along with Gale Sayers. After retiring from the NFL at 31, Butkus did some acting.
Most people think I'm a real monster. But actually, I'm quite sensitive.
Just last month, Butkus was at Soldier Field when the Chicago Bears kicked off their season against the Packers. The team says his family confirmed Butkus died in his sleep at his home in Malibu, California. He was 80. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A memorial service was held yesterday for Senator Dianne Feinstein, who died last week. Chris Ancarlo of KCBS Radio has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris remembered how Feinstein welcomed her to the Senate in 2017.
She presented me with a glass of California Chardonnay, and with the other hand, a binder full of her draft bills.
And House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi paid tribute as Blue Angels tore across the sky.
Fleet Week dedicated to Dianne, flyovers all weekend. She would like it like that.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer honored what he called Feinstein's unwavering compass.
Her integrity made her sparkle like a diamond.
Chris Ancarlo for CBS News, San Francisco.
Some popular kids' candies are being recalled. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez reports.
Mega Slime Liquor or the mini version.
More than 70 million Slime Liquor Sour and Cocoa Candy Rolling Candies that dispense flavored liquid from a tube are being pulled from store shelves after a 7-year-old New York girl choked to death. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says a ball that you roll on your tongue to get flavor can dislodge and get stuck in the throat. The CPSC advises parents to keep the candies away from children and get in touch with the manufacturer for a refund.
Global sugar prices are soaring. The Food and Agriculture Organization says due to the El Nino weather phenomenon in India and Thailand, they've hit their highest prices in almost 13 years. There's a new football helmet for quarterbacks who are deaf or hard of hearing. Jim Grasula has that.
The innovation allows a coach to call a play on a tablet from the sideline that then shows up visually on a small display screen inside the quarterback's helmet. Andrew Bennett is with AT&T.
This is just really opening the door, and what we're hoping is that a lot of people see this and think, hey, I could use this technology for this other thing.
Gallaudet, which competes in Division III, was cleared by the NCAA to use the helmet in its game Saturday at home against Hilbert College.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Space exploration meets high fashion. Monica Ricks reports astronauts will be heading back to the moon in style.
Prada's fashions are already out of this world, but when NASA takes flight for a planned mission in 2025, they'll literally leave our orbit.
Two, one.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
The Italian luxury brand is working with Axiom Space, which was chosen by NASA last year to create new space suits for astronauts using advanced technology.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The Artemis mission will be NASA's first moon landing in more than 5 decades. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Tesla has announced it's cutting prices for some sedans and SUVs by as much as 4%. That's to rebuild demand for its electric vehicles days after the automaker fell short of its third quarter deliveries. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, October 6th. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in. No matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.